This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The National Abortion Federation is pursuing an agenda in court to permanently block the release of video evidence that shows the widespread marketing of abortion specimens. NAF dropped 7 charges against investigator David DeLaden, so the remaining 4 charges can move more quickly to get that permanent injunction against investigative free speech. Abortionist maneuvering in court is likened by some to earlier cover-ups from within the poultry and tobacco industries. Opponents say Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh does not support sound judicial principles. MSNBC says so because they found one phrase from 20 years ago in a recording of a roundtable discussion where Judge Kavanaugh describes a principle he opposed. A wide range of judges have endorsed Kavanaugh's balance in actual rulings, not merely lines from 20 years of recordings. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. In other headlines, British pro-life advocates faced with political pressures to further accept the use of chemical abortions are pointing to recent U.S. FDA studies documenting injury to women using RU486. And a convention of Irish Americans is spurning Irish politicians, typically welcome to speak at their convention. They are being spurned for their support for abortion in Ireland. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.